So, you pressed play. Well, I guess that's a good thing. Well, this is Into the Podverse, and my name is Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. If you want to know more about the show, please check out the trailers. I have about 3 of them, and my favorite is the one with my son, so you'll find out what it is I talk about. But if you're just curious, then keep listening. At its core, Substack thrives on a powerful concept, intimacy. It's all about forging a direct connection between creators and their audiences, cutting through the clutter of intermediaries and gatekeepers. And in this evolving landscape, podcasts are becoming the canvas for this intimate artistry. Now, Substack's innovation lies in seamlessly integrating podcasts into its platform. It offers creators the ability to reach their subscribers directly, sending content right into their inboxes or preferred podcast apps. But what truly sets Substack apart is its unique payment model. Subscribers have the option to pay for the content they love, erasing the need for intrusive ads or sponsorships. It's a win-win. Really it is. Where creators are rewarded for their craft and listeners get uninterrupted ad-free content. Now, Substack's ecosystem thrives on diversity. Creators can offer an array of content, and the audience is encouraged to engage. Communities form around the creator's work, discussing, dissecting, and enriching the content experience. So it's not just content consumption, it's a participatory journey. A standout feature in Substack's arsenal is the flexible audio paywall. Creators can tantalize listeners with a taste of their content for free while reserving premium exclusive material for paying subscribers. It's a strategy rooted in the belief that offering high-quality free content can convert casual listeners into committed subscribers. Substack's integration of podcasts isn't just about hosting audio files, it's a paradigm shift. It's a testament to the power of intimacy and the belief that content creation should be a direct conversation between creators and their audience. In this new world, a podcast isn't just a podcast, it's a Substack, a place where voices find a home and listeners become active participants in the journey. I read an article recently about a high school teacher, an 18-year veteran in the US named Jose Paco Fialos, who started a podcast called Finlos Lives. The show covers various topics, and one of the themed shows within it is called Finlos Asks. In his show, he interviews people from multicultural backgrounds, aiming to explore the intersections of their various identities, such as immigrants from other countries, first-generation immigrants to the United States, or former students transitioning into adulthood. Paco Fialos is passionate about elevating the voices of his interview subjects and believes that everyone has a unique story worth sharing. As a teacher of creative writing and literature, he sees podcasting as a modern form of storytelling, emphasizing the importance of personal narratives in a world filled with soundbites. The goal of Finlos Lives is to foster connections and understanding among individuals by highlighting their diverse stories. Paco Fialos hopes that through his show, people can learn to listen to each other's stories and find common ground. That's pretty inspirational. Hey there! If you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes. A A recent study conducted by EBF Creative sheds light on the significant growth potential within the children's audio space in the podcasting industry. This study, known as the Sounds of Self-Esteem, focuses on the influence of music and audio content on the development and mental well-being of children aged 4 to 11. Now, one key finding from the study is the substantial opportunity for growth in children's podcasting. With more parents actively seeking audio content tailored for kids, this segment of the podcasting industry is poised for expansion. The study is based on survey data gathered from 1,014 parents with children within the 4 to 11 age group, providing valuable insights into the preferences and behaviors of both parents and children. While the study confirms that music and audiobooks remain the preferred audio content for children, it also highlights a noteworthy growth potential in the podcasting sector. Children who engage with podcasts are highly committed listeners, tuning in at least once a week. The study indicates that the type of audio content children consume can significantly impact their behavior. Over 59% of parents reported improvements in their children's social interaction and academic performance after regular podcast consumption. An essential aspect of children's podcasts, as revealed by the study, is the incorporation of educational content in an entertaining and engaging manner. This approach resonates well with children, making them more receptive to learning. Parents play a crucial role in shaping their children's audio content preferences, with their choices often aligning with what their children enjoy. However, the study also highlights a growing demand for audio content focused on improving children's self-esteem and mental health, with 70% of parents expressing this need. To address this demand, a majority of parents, that's about 60% of them, are open to implementing structured audio programs designed to boost their children's self-esteem. They're willing to commit to regular listening with shorter, focused content formats, say 5 to 10 minutes, being the preferred choice. The study emphasizes the significance of recognizing the phenomenon of co-listening in the children's podcasting space. While downloading numbers may not fully reflect the audience size, it's important to acknowledge that children's podcasts are often enjoyed by multiple family members, including parents and siblings, thereby expanding the effective reach of such content. Podcasting. When did it all begin? Well, our story begins in the early 2000s. Back then, the iPod was all the rage, and radio ruled the airwaves. In August of 2004, tech-savvy journalist Ben Hammersley first coined the term podcasting in an article for The Guardian. But it was two pioneers, Dave Weiner and Adam Curry, who turned this concept into reality. They developed the technology to automatically download internet radio broadcasts to the iPod, giving birth to the podcast as we know it. The first ever podcast series, aptly titled Daily Source Code, was launched by Adam Curry in August of 2004. It was a mix of tech talk, music, and personal anecdotes that set the stage for diverse podcast content to come. Around the same time, NPR introduced The American Life as a downloadable radio show, paving the way for traditional broadcasters to embrace podcasting.
Adam Curry is one of the guys that invented podcasting. And he has a podcast called The Daily Source. Let me go ahead and subscribe to that. And we can go listen to his latest one. You know, just click on it.
I've actually had to restart the show three times. My Mac has been acting up like I'm... I don't know what's going on. I think it's something to do with the file system.
Okay.
How do you control, say, dirty stuff?
In 2005, Apple added podcast support to iTunes, making it easier for millions to discover and listen to podcasts. This move catapulted podcasting into the mainstream, leading to an explosion of content creators and listeners. Soon, shows like Serial, Radiolab, and The Joe Rogan Experience became household names. Hopefully, Into the Podverse will become one too. Today, there are over 4 million podcasts available covering every topic under the sun, from true crime to pop culture and beyond. Platforms like Spotify and Google Podcasts have joined Apple in hosting these audio gems, ensuring a wide reach. Podcasting has had a profound impact on journalism, entertainment, and storytelling. It gave a platform to underrepresented voices, sparking conversations on diversity and inclusion. It also birthed the concept of the binge-worthy podcast, where listeners would consume hours of content in one sitting. Today, creators from all corners of the world share their unique stories, perspectives, and cultures through this medium. It's a testament to how podcasting has become a global phenomenon, transcending borders and connecting people. So as you enjoy your favorite podcasts this September, remember the pioneers, the storytellers, and the countless hours of entertainment and education that podcasting has brought into our lives. Hey, here's a quick reminder that the APVA Awards 2023 is just around the corner, and we're bringing the celebration straight to your screens. Join us on the evening of September 23, 2023, as we embark on this incredible journey together. For our friends in Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, and Zambia, click the link in the show notes to register for an exclusive watch party in your country. If you can't make it to one of our watch parties in person, fret not, we've got you covered. We'll be streaming the entire event live on YouTube. That's right, you can join the celebration from the comfort of your own home. To stay in the loop and receive all the latest updates, be sure to subscribe to the APVA YouTube channel and newsletter. Links again in the show notes.
Pretty Yo. Shirts.
Uh-huh.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Again, and yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro, way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space, sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era, could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, what? As the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.